In my visualization, I was envisioning piles of currency around me, touching it, smelling it, you know, that sort of thing. So my question is, I desire things with the money. Just having the money isn't really the thing. It's what
now,
the
wait,
money.
Wait, 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 wait. You're reading from a book when you say that. So let's go back. Having the money isn't a thing. We know there's lots and lots of New Age texts that say that. Do you really agree with that? How do you feel when you think about it? And of course, we're not talking about money. And, you know, this is our language. We're not talking about money. We're talking about cash. Because when you have currency notes in your hand, that's cash dollars, right?
Yes.
So if you're holding cash dollars in your hand, and this may be right, this may be wrong, but let's find out. When you're holding cash dollars in your hand, how do you feel?
Fantastic.
All right. That's pretty damn good, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, we know there are teachings out there, and they may be right for you, and that's exactly right, and that's part of the reason. But we want to stop you and have you think about it first instead of just sort of reflectively going into this next thing. It may be that having the cash dollars is not enough. It's the spending of the cash dollars that you may be very, very interested in. So when you think about going out into the world and spending those cash dollars, whether you're handing over currency notes or you're writing checks or giving people plastic cards for them to swipe, if you think about that, how does that feel?
Not as exciting for some reason.
No, right. This is it. So, okay, so let's look at why that is. Do you hoard cash dollars? Is it your nature to do that?
No.
Okay. So when you have cash dollars, you spend them, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's why. There's no oomph, so to say, visualizing the idea of spending cash dollars, because that's like saying, I'm going to visualize breathing in oxygen. You don't need to do it. It's interesting, and you could imagine breathing better. You could imagine breathing sweeter air. You could imagine, you know, feeling invigorated with every breath, something like that, and that's delicious. But just the act of breathing in and out, in fact, you're probably going to mess with it a little bit, what's already automatic for you. If you get in there and try to visualize, well, how does my diaphragm work and how do my lung sacs work? Probably just want to leave all that alone because it works just fine. And you'll notice that if you try to visualize something like that, you don't get much traction because there's not enough contrast. But when you think about holding piles and piles of currency notes in your hand or having them on the table in front of you or having them at your disposal to spend in some form, that feels good, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's the precipitator, and we're just going to make up a word, like throwing it out there. You can use it or not use it. But that is the precipitator for the event that you want, which is the spending of cash. But you're already so good at spending cash, what you're really doing here is sort of just feeding that particular idea, giving it more and more and more to spend through your imagination.
I get it. That makes sense. Yeah. Well, just another quick question on the visualization then of all the currency. So I see myself in the middle of it, kind of like a semicircle of all this cash. Then as far as I chose the process, as far as going upward, so would I see myself still, that same visualization with myself in the middle, as letting everything go, including myself?
Yes. Okay. Well, including yourself, what exactly does that mean?
Well, the self would be the one who is...
No, stop. Yeah, this is none of your business. We understand what you're doing. We understand the basis of what you're doing. But don't separate out yourself like that. don't separate out. There's the feeler, and then there's the haver, and then there's the doer. You're an integrated being of life. You have different aspects, yes, and they can help you, yes, and you can treat them as aspects, yes, if you want to. But it is so much simpler to just see that you are the one who has the experience, and that's all there is to it. You can let go of the part of you that is banking on this, which we wouldn't do. That would be more of a turning away. Just let yourself have the opinion that I'm going to guarantee that this is going to happen, which is a very, very unhelpful way to approach this. You just want to be easy with it, and you don't need to figure out what part of you is doing what thing. Every part of you is involved, but different parts of you rise up to be responsive. But that's infinite intelligence at work, not your conscious mind. Your intellect is the director. It doesn't need to investigate or understand. You can try, and you can get some traction there. But the more you look, the more you're going to find to look at, and you're not going to get really where you want to go. And we have one other suggestion for you, but before we do that, do you understand what we just said?
Yes.
Okay. Now, our other suggestion is, and this is, again, sort of a little ahead of things in terms of the workshop, but that's exactly right. The other thing that we suggest is that you notice that your job is to be continuously imaginative. So right now, for you, sitting in a semicircle full of cash dollars is a wonderful metaphor, but it isn't realistic. And the goal here is not to get that to be realistic. The goal here is to take the metaphor and translate it. And that's your job. You don't do the mechanics of it, but you do the directing of it. Eventually, you're going to get contrast from that imagining, but that contrast will be juicy. Eventually, you're going to feel disappointed or maybe even resentful or regretful of having imagined that. But that's okay. Don't try to get this right. Don't try to do it ahead of yourself. You do what comes naturally to you, and then let the contrast sort out all the pieces and parts. Eventually, and maybe it will be later today, maybe it will be tomorrow, we don't know when, you're going to realize that imagining is not actually going to be functional, because it actually would alarm you to be sitting with that much currency. Now, to know that in your wallet, in your purse, or on the table, there are 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 plastic cards that have the capacity to draw on not just as much cash as you can imagine filling up a room, but much more. That's realistic, because that's the way it works for you. You know that you're not going to walk around your city, you know, taking out stacks and stacks of hundreds and laying them on the table and saying, okay, I want to buy this and this and this, and, you know, here's my briefcase full of cash. You understand what we're saying?
Yes.
Because after all, you are an expert at spending money, spending cash. And so you know that the way you don't do it is like that, because that draws an unwanted kind of attention.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the cashier getting out that little pen and going over every single one of the notes to make sure you didn't just print those in your basement, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you can't buy a stick of chewing gum with a $100 bill.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take our word for this. Stay with what you've got, or just go where it feels better. Maybe do take our word, but don't take our word just because we said it. Pay attention to what feels better to you, but recognize the practical part of this. You know how you work. You know what works for you. You know how this works for you. Powerfully so. And all you're going to do is just use that to your benefit. And the contrast, if nothing else, will show you. If the contrast of this conversation, the contrast of the thought you have later on in 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 days, whatever it is. You follow that?
I don't understand the contrast thought.
Okay. Well, we actually did it for you, so to speak, because we said, hey, girlfriend, that ain't going to work. You're not going to walk around with stacks and stacks of hundreds. That's the contrast.
Okay. All right.
Because it's two conflicting thoughts. You have this powerful desire for cash dollars, which you saw. You saw literally as currency, right?
Yeah.
So you took and you made a very literal metaphor. It's still a metaphor because you have within you another thought that says, if you want to get a phone call from the DEA, this is what you do, is you walk around with stacks and stacks and stacks of hundreds. If you want the FBI or the Secret Service knocking on your door, this is what you do. And you know that. You may not think of it in those terms, but you have this sort of sneaking suspicion. We can see it in your vibration. That could be kind of dangerous. Plus the fact that, you know, if you're walking around with $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 in cash, you know, in a briefcase or in some sort of grocery bag or however you would carry it around, it's kind of cumbersome. Well, you could have just this very slim piece of plastic in your wallet that does all that work for you.
Mm-hmm.
That contrast, the difference between the idea of big, huge cash equals stacks of currency notes and, wait a second, I know how this system works that I created, and it's so much easier to just have that in a bank somewhere where I'm drawing upon it electronically.
Mm-hmm.
That's the contrast. See what we're saying?
I got it. I appreciate that.
So, shall we leave you with that?
Yes, I appreciate you. Thank you.
And we thank you. A very, very delicious, powerful, and delightful conversation indeed.